Previously on Lost.
The others are coming.
You have only three choices. Run, hide, or die.
We do have a plan.
Yeah, you're going to the jungle and get some dynamite and blow open a hatch, and then you're going to hide everyone inside.
Stop! Stop it! Stop it! We can't! Stop! Don't hide him!
So we could get everyone inside this thing so they'd be safe. That plan is not going to work. We'll never get everyone down in time.
Shallow. Sounds like a puddle.
40 feet down?
50 tops. We could use the wire we pulled from the fuselage. Rig up a harness.
John, we're leaving now.
Yes. Good idea. Let's do that.
We all went through a lot to get here, Jack.
Now, the ladder's broken. We're going to lower 40 people down there one by one. They're waiting for us to come back and tell them what to do, so let's forget about the harnesses.
Jack.
What?
Well, why don't we all just calm down here?
Look, if you want to go exploring in the morning, that's fine, but tonight, we're done. I'm going to go get the dynamite that we didn't use, and we're heading back to the caves. So how about you pack it up, John?
Sure, of course.
Okay.
Why don't you want to go down there, Jack?
Female,
late
20s,
no ID. She coded twice on the way over here.
Where's the other one? Right behind us. They're on their way. Fire department,
how do
you
use the job?
What do we got here?
Female, late 20s, on the way.
514. Tell her that thing. She's at the steering column. All right, let's go. Keep that collar steady.
Paige,
my father.
Already did.
Tell me.
Her tire blew. Car jumped the divider. Went head on with an SUV.
BP dropping.
Her cardio's pierced. Was she driving?
Yeah, alone.
Where's the driver of the SUV? Let's go.
Watch your back. Adam Rutherford, 57. Chest trauma, no breath sounds.
Okay.
To Mr. Rutherford while
you... I can't intubate. You've got to.
Dr. Shepard, her BP is 80 over 60.
His breathing's deteriorating.
Let's get a move on.
Okay. Need a syringe. Big one. Beautiful. Hold pressure.
5 days, pupils.
Here you go.
Dilated.
Sorry, guys.
What about carotid?
88 over 52, no radio pulse.
I know. It's back splitted. Where is it?
Right here. Got it?
Yep.
Drop it, come on.
Doctor, we're losing him.
BP stabilizing.
Time of death, 8:15 a.m.
Okay. Get me a blood gas and a C-spine.
By the way, doctor.
Get her up to ICU and keep her immobilized.
What?
Did you hear that?
Sweetie, you need to take it easy, okay? Just relax.
What did she say? She said she has to dance at her wedding. Okay, no one is out there. No one is coming.
But the French woman said...
Well, the French woman is missing a bloody wing nut, you know? I mean, it was all bollocks. It's a ghost story. She set the fire herself. What?
Nothing.
Has anyone seen Vincent? The dog?
No, I haven't.
Anyone seen him? Has anyone seen the dog?
Where are you going?
I lost the damn dog.
Why'd you do that? Why'd you light the fuse, man?
Why wouldn't I light the fuse?
Maybe because I was running towards you, waving my arms, yelling, "Don't do that."
Well, you got a point there. I guess I was just excited to get inside. I mean, that's why we came here, isn't it? That's why we went all the way out to the Black Rock, and why we got the dynamite to blow the hatch. We did it so that we could get inside, Hugo.
And to save everybody's lives.
And to save everyone's lives.
Or maybe it was just our destiny, right, John?
Maybe.
Guys, it's the hatch door. You better see this.
Not a good idea.
I saw him 5 minutes ago. Besides, you're the one who said there wasn't anyone out here.
I said we didn't see anyone. The dog will come back on his own. He always does.
Watching that dog was the one thing anybody ever asked me to do. Something happens to him.
When was the last time you slept or had something to eat? You're exhausted.
I can't tell that kid I lost his dog because I was exhausted.
I'll circle around behind him.
Okay.
What is it? Look.
Why do you want to get down there so bad?
Lee. Why do I want to get down there so bad, Lee? Jack thinks I'm crazy, doesn't he?
Why? Because you want to drop into a hatch that's been locked from the inside by a foot-thick steel door that says quarantine?
Well, look at the bright side. Damage is done.
Bright side.
And if Jack thinks I've lost it, I can't blame him, really. Then again, 5 hours ago, I was pulled into a hole by what appeared to be a column of black smoke. Did you see it, Kate? Wonder what Jack thinks he saw.
You should go ahead, man. Don't unlock making time with your girl.
Joke, dude.
Not really in the mood, Hurley.
Really? Wow. Usually you're like Mr. Ha-Ha. There you go. Life's not so bad, right? I mean, sure, the others are coming to, like, eat us all, and every once in a while, someone blows up all over you, but... we do get to sleep in every morning.
Uh-huh. And the numbers?
What?
The numbers are bad. That's what you were yelling right when I tackled you.
Yeah, it's kind of a long story.
I got time.
You'll think I'm crazy.
Try me.
A while ago, I was in this kind of psych ward, and there's this guy, Leonard. And all the time I knew him, all he ever said were these numbers. 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. Over and over and over again. And they kind of got stuck in my head. So when I got out, well, actually a couple months after I got out, I was buying a frozen burrito, and I thought, hey, I should play the lottery. And I guess those numbers were still stuck in my head, so I played them. And I won $114 million. That's when it started happening. My grandpa died. My house caught on fire. The chicken joint that I worked at got hit by a meteor. Well, actually meteorite. Okay, so tonight, I see the same friggin' numbers on that hatch thing. Just written on the side. And that's why I tried to stop it, because that thing is cursed, man.
You were in a psych ward?
I'm not crazy.
I'm not saying you are.
So, what, that's it? That's all?
What do you want me to say?
How about you believe me, man?
Hurley, they're numbers.
What's that thing where doctors make you feel better just by talking to you?
Bedside manner.
Yeah, that. Yours sucks, dude.
Physical therapist, 4 years.
Just try to relax, okay?
The car that I hit, the other driver was older.
He died in the ER.
I can't feel anything.
I know.
What's happened to me?
You have a fractured dislocation of your thoracic lumbar spine with multiple crushed vertebrae. Your back is broken. Your spleen is ruptured and bleeding into your abdomen, and that has to be stopped. I'm going to perform surgery and repair as much damage as possible, but even the most optimistic result puts the likelihood of retaining any feeling or mobility anywhere below the waist at extremely unlikely.
Dr. Shepherd, may I have a word, please?
So, what'd I do wrong?
You did something wrong?
You're frowning.
My face is always this way.
Dad, hey, come on. Let's hear it.
You might want to try handing out some hope every once in a while. Even if there's a 99% probability that they're utterly, hopelessly screwed, folks are much more inclined to hear that 1% chance that things are going to be okay.
Her spine's crushed. I tell her that everything's going to be okay. That's false hope, Dad.
But maybe, maybe. But it's still hope.
Shannon, please lower your voice. You'll upset the rest of them.
I heard whispers. Where? Everywhere.
What whispers?
I don't know them. Do you think something happened to the raft?
Nothing happened to the raft. Walter's with your husband, with
Saeed. Saeed, I know what I saw.
They're back. Locke found a hatch in the ground about a half a mile from here. We left to blow it open so that we could hide inside, so all of us could hide inside in case. But that doesn't matter now because it's not going to work. There's no way for all of us to get down in there tonight.
Jack, where's Dr. Arts?
He didn't make it.
Did you see them? Did you see the others?
Hey, Shannon! There are no others. We've already had this.
What the hell did you know about? It's because you
there
didn't
is
see
no
anything.
One out there.
You don't know!
You're making up rubbish!
Hey! Everything's gonna be okay. Let's take it easy. We're going to be all right. We're going to stay here tonight, okay? Together. We've still got 4 guns. We'll put lookouts at all the entrances. We're all going to be safe as long as we stay together. The sun comes up in 3 hours, and we're all going to be here to see that happen. I promise. John, what are you doing?
I'm getting some cable.
What for?
It's for the hatch. I'm going in.
What do you think that's the smartest thing to do right now, John?
I doubt it. In fact, you're right. The safest thing is to stay here. Wait for morning. Wait for these others to see if they ever show up. Wait for the brave folks on the raft to bring help. But me, I'm tired of waiting.
So do you believe it?
Believe what?
That everything's gonna be okay.
Yeah. I do.
Kind of unlike you. The whole glass half full thing.
There's a glass?
You did a good thing, saying what you said. You're taking care of everybody, just giving them something to count on. If you weren't here, Jack, I'm going to the hatch. I understand why you can't go. I mean, they need you here. I get it. I do. But Locke's going into that thing, whether you like it or not. And if he falls and breaks his neck, live together, die alone, right?
Right. Fiance was seriously injured. Could take as long as 10, maybe 12 hours. I won't know how extensive the damage is until I get inside. She's going for a dress fitting and to look at tablecloths. When is it, the wedding?
It's 8 months.
Well, I'm sure Sarah will have recovered by then.
Recovered. What does that mean?
There will be ongoing physical therapy, but if she works really hard...
Will you be able to, make love?
You need to know that there's a chance Sarah might very well need professional care for the rest of her life.
Like, she won't be able to go to the bathroom by herself?
Come here. I'm going to tell you a little secret. Come on. Closer. It's okay. I know I'm not going to be dancing anymore. And I can still roll around at my wedding. And you're invited, okay?
I'm going to fix you.
Find you halfway down there by now.
I was waiting for you.
So you want me to go down first?
No, you're lighter. I can belay you down and bring you back up just as easy. The shaft might get narrower down there, too.
You left out the part where you just want to see if I get eaten by something.
Yeah, well, that too. Not too tight?
Got it. Okay. What do I say if I need to stop?
Stop.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go.
Stuff you said about waiting till morning and watching the sunrise.
You changed my mind.
Kate!
damn it.
You all right, brother?
I'm fine.
Take it easy. Keep the weight off.
Let me look. Does this hurt? You haven't sprained it, then? Well, that's your chance of catching up with me tonight, though.
I wasn't trying to catch up.
Aye, of course you weren't.
What do you know about sprains, anyway?
I was almost a doctor once.
Small world.
You're a doctor, then? So what's your excuse?
Excuse?
For running like the devil's chasing you. My excuse. I'm training.
Training for what?
For a race around the world. Impressive, I know. So your excuse might be good, brother.
Just trying to work a few things out.
The doll, right?
A patient.
How about a girl patient? What's her name?
Her name's Sarah.
What'd you do to her then?
Do to her?
You must have done something worthy of this self-flagellation.
I told her. I made a promise I couldn't keep. I told her I'd fix her, and couldn't. Failed.
Just one thing. What if you did fix her?
I didn't.
Well, what if you did?
You don't know what you're talking about, man.
I don't. Why not?
Because with her situation, that would be a miracle, brother.
And you don't believe in miracles? Right. Well, then... Now, I'm going to give you some advice anyway. You have to lift it up.
Lift it up.
Your ankle. You got to keep it elevated. It's been nice chatting.
Jack.
I'm Desmond. Well, good luck, brother. See you in another life, yeah?
I wouldn't do that.
Where's Kate? Where the hell is...
Showered. I mean, I guess I just didn't cool. I wanted to get back down here and check on you. It was a tourist dot.
What?
It's when you run all the steps in every section of a stadium, up and down.
Why would you do that?
I'm intense.
Did you finish?
No, I hurt my ankle.
That sucks for you. Is Kevin here? My fiancé?
I didn't see him.
I'm sure he'll be back.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Could you tell me how it went?
Sarah, the damage to your back was extensive. I did everything that I could, but your spinal column, I couldn't repair it. You're going to be paralyzed from the waist down for the rest of your life. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Sarah.
You're yanking my chain, right?
No.
And how come I can wiggle my toes?
Can you feel this?
Yes.
Can you feel this?
Yes.
Yes. This.
Yes.
Jack, it's okay.
I said drop it.
Where's Kate?
She's fine. Just put down...
I'm not putting down anything.
Do you want him to die? Put it down.
Is this what you were talking about, Locke? Is this your destiny? All roads lead here.
Jack, calm down.
Lower your gun, or I'll blow his damned head off, brother!